This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now sitting in the control room, and we have a caller on the line, Joel in Seattle. Aloha, Joel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Big fan here.
Thank you.
Two subjects, actually. Do you think Putin's going to roll into Kiev?
No, he doesn't have any reason to. In fact, Putin's best strategy is just to sit back and let the U.S. finish destroying itself. But Putin understands that the United States has a history that every time they get into one of these financial messes, they get into a world war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War One. Crash of 1929, World War Two. Crash of 2008, and we're already into World War Three. And, you know, something a lot of people don't realize, before the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. And now we're into number three, and it's all about the bankers and the money. Putin does not want war with the United States of America. Neither does China, but they both understand that the U.S. is coming to make war on the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan, and obviously they're going to make preparations to defend their country.
Yeah, that makes sense. On September 10th, wasn't there like $2 trillion missing from the Pentagon?
September 10th is when Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld got up and admitted that they had discovered $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon budget. This was in addition to an earlier announcement about just over $1 trillion. So the total amount was approaching $4 trillion. It should have been the economic scandal of the year, but how very lucky for Donald Rumsfeld that the following day 9/11 happened and drove the story off the press, and how very lucky for whoever got that money that the plane that crashed into the Pentagon hit the accounting offices where they were trying to find where that money went.
Yeah, how would the hijackers know where to hit that?
Miss Cleo, or a crystal ball, or an Ouija board, or something. But remember, they flew around the Pentagon to come in and hit that one side.
So you think the hijackers actually could fly the plane into that area?
Well, I think whoever was in control of that aircraft, they knew they were going to crash into the Pentagon, and they said, as long as we're doing it, let's hit the accounting offices that are trying to find where all that money went.
So are you going to say that there were no people flying the airplane at that time?
I think it's a possibility that we need to look at, because that whole story about the Muslim hijackers isn't holding up. Most of those people accused for being the hijackers on 9/11 turned up to still be alive afterwards. And we know this government lies about pretty much everything. We know that remote control of aircraft is certainly possible. Remember, Dov Zakheim, who was the comptroller of the Pentagon when that $3 trillion went missing, before he was appointed to that position by George Bush, he ran a company that manufactured remote control systems for passenger airlines.
Do you think a drone hit the Pentagon or not?
No, I think it was a real airplane.
Really?
Well, I mean, doesn't it make sense? They have to get rid of the airplane and its passengers anyway. Why use a drone? Why do a fake that risks discovery. It doesn't make any sense. And the no-planers are always out there saying, oh, it was a fake, it was a drone, there wasn't really a plane. And they don't have a motive for the government to resort to a subterfuge when they have to get rid of the plane and its passengers anyway. Why not run it into the Pentagon and then all the evidence on the scene matches passenger jet? Anyway, Joel, we're going to let you go and switch over to Fred. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Fred,
can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, one of the things I wanted to cover, you just did, Dov Zakheim's role in the autonomous flight of 9/11 in those planes, or the possibility thereof. Because, yes, he was, well, you just said it, so there's no point in rehashing that. But I also wanted to talk about the Pope, canonizing Pope Paul II, or the Polish Pope, and the note that he did enjoy, you know, a fairly positive role in history because of the end result of having effectively separated Poland from the Soviet bloc. But at the same time, he was a hypocrite because he chastised South American priests for quote-unquote practicing politics when they actually risked their lives to protect the populations of El Salvador and several other South American countries against the oligarchs and the CIA. And of course, his role in allowing Freemasons to be in the church. You remember the Pope that was murdered in 78?
Yeah, John Paul I.
Right, he was actually murdered for trying to get the Freemasons out of the church.
No, actually, the implications are that Pope John Paul I had discovered some of the nefarious goings on at the Vatican Bank, and
there was some of that. There was some of that, no doubt about it, but the thing he did the night before he was murdered was to single out the Freemasons, even those that were closest to him, and reassign them and remove them from their positions of extreme power within the church. And
that doesn't strike me as motive to murder somebody as visible as the Pope here. Generally, if you go back and you look at what happened to Roberto Calvi, who was, you know, the Vatican's chief banker, and he wound up dangling underneath a bridge along the Thames in London. So it does seem that money is the much more powerful motive there. We're going to let you go here, Fred, and I need to get back to some news stories. We're running out of time, and I got a lot of stuff to cover. Story over at thegatewaypundit.com. It is now confirmed, based on U.S. government data, that most of the jobs that have been added during the Obama years are these minimum wage part-time jobs. Now remember, when somebody loses their high-paying manufacturing job, it's counted as one job lost. And when that same person now has to take three part-time minimum wage jobs to make ends meet, the government counts that as three jobs added. And the reality is that most of the jobs that were lost following the crash of 2008 were higher-paying manufacturing jobs, and they have not come back. The job creation is all these very low-level part-time jobs trying to evade Obamacare. A lot of these jobs were created by the rather monstrous paperwork requirements of Obamacare. People are hiring part-time workers to try and shuffle the paper, and they're not very good at it. We're going couple of rounds here with one of the companies that I had to deal with last February, and we've paid them and they keep billing us, and we've come to find out that they've already fired one person from their office who wasn't doing the job properly. But the reality is, when they keep talking about a recovery and the jobs are coming back, no, your high paying jobs were taken away, and they're trying to get you to make do with a couple of part-time minimum wage jobs until you see everything's back to normal. No, it isn't. It is not at all. Remember what I said before about the failing of the United States government and Wall Street, is they're all geared about how to take more money out of the system and put it in their pocket, and nobody is looking at how to structure the economy so that working people can get that money in the first place to feed into the system. And that is why it's coming down, and that is why the U.S. is getting ready to wage war on the ruble and the yuan to force the world to go back to using the dollar so the U.S. economy gets a piece of that action here. Meanwhile, out in Texas, apparently Toyota, which is just really sick and tired of California's high taxes and regulatory compliance, they're closing one of their big factories in Los Angeles and moving it. In fact, it's the plant in Torrance is being closed, and they're moving it to Plano, Texas. That's going to be 5,000 jobs lost in Los Angeles and gained in Texas there. Now, new report out, epidemic of hunger. This is over at the Economic Collapse blog. 49 million Americans are dealing with food insecurity. You can hear the government talking about everything's getting better and, you know, the economy's in recovery and everything's fine and vote for the incumbents in November. But the reality is we are just shy of 59 million Americans dealing with food insecurity. And that is another reminder to Ed in Los Angeles, we are not the greatest nation on earth. Not when you have this many people going hungry, this many people who have lost their homes, this many people out of work. That's not the mark of a great nation. We got a caller on the line. Wait a minute. Actually, Joe, stay on the phone. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for...
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Joe in Brooklyn. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
There you are.
It's actually, the primary question, there was actually a The Malaysian plane crash is quite suspicious. There has been suspicious plane crashes in the past. I think the government may have been involved like in 9/11 because Snowden was in Russia and there's a conflict in Ukraine. So out of nowhere, this Malaysian plane disappears. And there was actually a Minnesota senator who was opposing the Iraq war. I forgot his name. You probably remember his name.
Yeah.
He died in the plane crash in a Beech King Air, a very safe airplane.
During the Clinton years, I mean, it was almost a joke how many of Bill Clinton's enemies wound up dying in small aircraft crashes. I remember one story. I don't remember the name of the guy who was in it, but he was a licensed private pilot, and he went to the airport. He rented an airplane, took off. The plane caught fire. He was able to get it back to the airport and on the ground, rented a second plane, took off, and it exploded.
And there's a documentary about this guy, Minnesota senator, the guy's name, Paul Wilson, he was killed. He was like a documentary because some people said, experts saying maybe the CIA may have broadcast some sort of like radio signal or EMP to disable it was a clear, perfectly clear day when Paul Wellstone died. It was perfectly, there was no adverse weather conditions out of nowhere. It just crashed and died. It didn't make any sense.
Well, EMP is very non-discriminatory. It affects everything.
Could have been something.
It can't be aimed. But yeah, could have been sabotage on the plane. We know that was certainly appeared to be the case with the plane crash that killed Ron Brown. We know that was certainly very suspicious regarding John F. Kennedy Jr.'s plane crash, in which he died.
And actually, these bizarre things, like there's a lot of scary things happened on September 11th from New York. We saw a lot of scary things that people were afraid to talk about. There was actually a documentary called 9/11 Plane Flight. It was actually on big corporation Netflix, which shows that the plane that hit the World Trade Center did not have windows.
That documentary is out there to try and put out a lot of nutty ideas that the corporate media can use to ridicule those who don't accept the official story. Same thing with all these people saying there wasn't really a plane at the Pentagon. It's a propaganda tactic called poisoning the well, and it's very old. It's been used before, but now we know that's what's going on. Joe, I got to let you go. We got a lot of phone calls to get to. Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was just going to point out and make a comment regarding what Ed said about America being so strong and powerful, and that is that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We have been a very powerful nation, and we've abused and misused that power. As Ron Paul has pointed out, with all of our interventions and our meddling in all these other countries.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they hate us. They don't hate us for our freedoms. They hate us because, you know, the U.S. government has this very long history of going into other people's countries, overthrowing their elected government, and imposing a dictatorship. Iran, in 1953, overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh, installed the Shah. Chile, in 1973, overthrew the democratically elected government of Allende and installed the dictator Pinochet. Same thing in Cuba under Batista, the Philippines under Marcos, and on and on and on. Since the end of World War II, the United States has attempted to overthrow the governments of 56 nations, succeeding, that we know of, 25 times.
Well, and no wonder Henry Kissinger says that our military men are just dumb animals, that they're, let's see, what do they call them?
Dumb, stupid pawns.
Yeah, dumb, because look at what they do. They just go, rich man's war, poor man's battle. They just go and do the bidding of these usurpers. It's sickening.
It is very, very sickening, and the American people are waking up to that and realizing that many of these wars in recent time were not about bringing democracy or anything. It was simply grabbing resources and grabbing wealth. And I personally hold that when any ruler lies to their people to send them on a war of conquest, that is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, I think all the people who are sending those boys should be at the front of the line, and then they think twice about getting them involved in these wars.
I would absolutely agree with that, and I absolutely agree that anybody in Congress who's voting in favor of another war, their children should be on the front lines, not in a back, safe, rear echelon area, you know, where they can say, ooh, we served in the military, so don't complain, but right up there on the front catching the bullets.
Yeah, they'd be a lot more careful about what they do.
You know,
all right,
Stalin put his own sons on the front lines against the Nazis, and he lost, I think, two of them.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
We need to go back to that model. Like, Napoleon led his own troops into battle. Alexander the Great led his own troops into battle.
You know, well, and George Washington, when he was a general, he was there right with his troops, not...
Absolutely. And now, of course, we have a government that hides in their bunkers and sends other people's children out to be killed.
Yes. Well, you know, they just feel a little bit too smug, and they this power has gotten to their gone to their minds. So
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. All right, Nancy, we're going to let you go. Switch over to Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Howdy. I'm just calling for clarification. When you say a high-paying job, I've been listening to you long enough to know that you're not talking about six figures. You know, I think high paying, $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year. You're just talking about a living wage.
Basically,
is that right?
That's absolutely right. I'm talking about high paying jobs in the context of the manufacturing and engineering jobs that we did have in the United States prior to 2008. But we've been seeing those kind of jobs and manufacturing, domestic manufacturing, declining for close to 30 years. But it really accelerated after 2008. And all those jobs were offshored to other countries because U.S. federal government tax policy rewards American corporations for shipping those jobs to other countries. That's one of the most bogus pieces of tax policy to come out of the Bush administration. And Obama's done nothing to reverse the course. In fact, according to the Hackett Group, offshoring accelerated under the Obama administration. And so what they like to do is somebody loses a high-paying manufacturing job, where we're talking $70,000, $80,000 a year, and all of a sudden they're forced to take two or three minimum-wage part-time jobs just to pay the rent, and the government says, see, we've created three new jobs.
Right, right. I just wanted to clarify that, that you didn't mean six figures or, you know.
No, I'm talking about the high-paid manufacturing jobs, you know, auto workers, aircraft mechanics. And I know, even those jobs are being offshored. One of the reasons America's weapons systems aren't as good as they should be for the money spent on them is that even the defense contractors are getting rid of the older, experienced engineers and assemblers, and they're just bringing in new kids who are willing to work for pennies on the dollar. And they're not really very good at what they do, and that's why we have all these problems with these weapon systems.
Yes. And
okay.
Mike, rest assured that I imagine a lot of other people were absolutely outraged with that comment from that Ed. But
yeah, the email's still coming in. The email is still definitely coming in.
Well,
Steve, we're coming up on
all that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve, but we're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to try and fit in one more phone call. Jim in Minnesota. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. It's just a well-known fact here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Paul Wellstone was flying, you know, up in the northern part of Minnesota, and that was an icy, freezing rain, and they had good plane, good pilots. What happened as his plane was approaching to land, the garage doors all went up, down, up, down, up, down in the whole town. So now there was some kind of an electronic, I heard this from two other people, there was an electronic thing that did it.
They may have been trying to spoof his instruments in all that weather. That is a weird story. Jim, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're finishing up on the economy. I actually had a huge list of talking points. I'm going to have to take most of them into tomorrow. But apparently, and this is being reported over at WealthReporter.com, there is a 36-page report that's just been issued by two employees over at the Federal Reserve, basically applauding the use of capital controls and suggesting the time has arrived for them to be implemented here in the United States. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the term capital controls, it basically means the government will presume to tell you where you can spend your money, whether you can invest in overseas companies or not. It's basically an attempt to restrict cash flowing out of the United States, which a lot of it already is, although they're not doing anything about all the cash the illegals are sending back to their families in other countries. But you, the American citizen, the government now wants to come in And it's not bad enough they're taking about half your money and spending it on things you don't approve of. Now they want to come in and tell you what to do with the remainder of the money you have left. They've already done to an extent. You know, the government tells you you must buy wireless headsets for your cell phones to drive a car. You must buy Obamacare insurance. It's complete and total control. Now, if you go back and you look at the history of capital controls in other countries, you will see the one common factor of all of them is these controls are instituted in countries experiencing a currency crisis. And that's where the United States is right now, and that's why the Federal Reserve, which created the crisis with this practice of issuing all of the currencies a loan at interest, they've created the crisis. There isn't enough currency to pay off all the accumulating debt. And now they want the government to basically lock the borders and tell you, you will spend your money here, you will not spend your money there. In other words, they're going to sanction the American people, same way they're doing to the Russians here. Now, a very bizarre story. This was over on Wall Street on Parade, talking about the recent surge in these strange, suspicious deaths of bankers. And one of the possible motives they're talking about in this article is the fact that large Wall Street corporations take out gigantic life insurance policies on their top employees, and four of the Wall Street mega banks are holding an estimated $680 billion of life insurance on their workers, payable to the banks, not to the families. And apparently, Wall Street on Parade wanted details about these very strange life insurance policies on employees, and we're told that this is considered trade secrets by the federal regulator and not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. So Wall Street is making a lot of money off of some of the banker debts. Now remember, U.S. life insurance does not pay in the case of suicide. And I think these strange banker deaths are more about covering up criminal activity by the top bankers than a get-rich-quick scheme by killing off their own employees. However, I'm sure those banks would not hesitate to cash in those life insurance policies in the course of getting rid of live liabilities here. Very bizarre video. We link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's one of these foreclosure lawsuits accusing Bank of America of fraud. And up until now, there's been this huge foreclosure gate scandal of legal companies that did nothing but manufacture missing paperwork to facilitate foreclosures. And up until now, this has been grounds for a lot of these courts and judges to say, yeah, the foreclosure can't happen. You don't have title. You can't prove you got the note. You're using forged documents. But in this case, this attorney, Nathan Taylor, arguing for Bank of America, was saying, it doesn't matter if the documents are forged because they're not denying they took out the mortgage. And apparently the judge went along with that. And he set a legal precedent that the banks can now come into court with forged documents. And unless they can prove outright deception, that the documents are not realistic, it doesn't matter that they're forged. That's a very, very dangerous, dangerous legal precedent here. Now, over at MSNBC, as I mentioned before, the gun grabbers, they're out there. They don't want the American people to be able to say no to tyrannical government, which is the reason we have the Second Amendment, to hold tyrannical government at bay. But over at MSNBC, and this may be one of the reasons why their ratings just hit a seven-year low, Goldie Taylor is out there saying that gun rights cause undesirable self-reliance and independence. Undesirable? Remember what I said about the government wants to force us all to be dependent on the large corporations for our water, for our electricity, for our sewage, for our garbage, our medicine, and our food. Because if you are dependent, you are a slave. If you have to go to the government for your basic life necessities, then you are a slave. You will do as you're told. That's why July 4th is called Independence Day, because up until the American Revolution, the British government forced the American colonies to only use currency, to be dependent on currency from the Bank of England, to be dependent on the British East India Company for all their basic material goods. Dependency is slavery, and they're trying to force that. And that's why Goldie Taylor is out there saying that Americans having a right to keep and bear arms is causing undesirable self-reliance and independence. And it betrays exactly how the government and the corporate news media see the situation. They want you to be dependent, dependable, obedient little worker drones. And that's why they want to take your guns away from you. Speaking of dependence, Nestle's back in the news insisting that availability of water is not a public right and that all water should be commoditized as a commercial product handled entirely by corporations. Apparently, the World Bank agrees. But I want to go back to that Declaration of Independence, that part about inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Obviously, if you have a right to life, you have a right to the necessities of life, which includes water. But Nestle wants you to have to go and pay them money for water. We already see in many parts of the United States where you're not even allowed to collect rainwater that falls on your property. Speaking of collapsing corporate media ratings, a story over at ABC admitting that more and more American households are ditching their cable and satellite TV services. And apparently it's over the last 4 years, it has seen a 44% decline in subscribers to cable and satellite TV. And yes, the economy is part of it, but the other part of it is corporate media itself. Propaganda and endless reruns. Why would anyone want to pay for that? I'm not going to pay to be lied to. If you want to lie to me, you cover the cost yourself. I was going around the cable channels here locally. They've shown Bridget Remagen 4 times this last week. It's just all war movies and Russia bashing and the rest of it here. Now, speaking of dependency, this is a very alarming story. It's being reported over at, I think it's pronounced D.S. Wood Opines, that the federal government, in order to get around state laws legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana, are going to use the federal authority to shut water off to the pot growers. Because the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation controls the water supply for 2/3 of Washington state's irrigated land. And they may just say, we don't care what the state says, we don't want you growing marijuana, we're going to shut the valve off. When the government controls the water, they control you, and that is dictatorship. To keep you dependent on the government. Clive and Bundy, and he got a lot of heat because of the way that video of his interview was edited to make it sound like he was being racist. But he made a valid point. The government wants you all on food stamps. Not just the blacks, but the whites as well. They're running ad campaigns, sign up for food stamps. They want you dependent on a government check because once you are dependent on them, once they take all your money away, and then give it back to you out of the generosity of their own hearts, you will do what they tell you to do. And that's another form of dictatorship. We were talking about that situation out in Colorado where this family bought a piece of land, built themselves this little hideaway way up in the mountains, way away from cities and everything, off the grid. No connection to electric utility, supplying their own water, power, all of it. And the federal government is condemning the land because it's not hooked up to the corporations, and they're just going to take it away from them. Don't want you living on your own out on the wilderness. You will be in that giant human ranch called a city where we can get at you and harvest from you, harvest money from you, harvest new soldiers from you. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here. When we come back, the Trans-Pacific Partnership may be in a little bit of trouble, and I think a lot of people would celebrate about that one. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Help to get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops that go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today here on our Monday. Trans-Pacific Partnership. A lot of people are very concerned about that, very concerned about the draconian intellectual property provisions that would impose greater and stricter controls over the Internet all over the Pacific. A lot of people are very concerned with that. But it looks like, despite all of the schmoozing going on during Obama's Asian pivot, the Asian countries really aren't all that hot for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And apparently negotiations with Japan for the TPP have pretty much ground to a halt. A lot of people concerned that TPP is going to cost even more American jobs. Members of Congress are opposed to TPP. And there apparently in the discussions between Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Abe, it's basically at a standstill. Now, a big issue they're not talking about is the fact that the Trans-Pacific Partnership has a lot of provisions in it that would benefit Monsanto, in particular, GMO products. And the Trans-Pacific Partnership forbids the labeling of genetically modified products anywhere among the signatory nations. Now, Japan labels GMOs in food. And Monsanto wants them to stop that because it's cutting into their profitability. Same thing for New Zealand and Australia. They label GMO foods. Here in the U.S., we're finally beginning to see some progress in some states like Vermont to labeling GMO. And Monsanto is pushing the TPP and pushing Washington to push the TPP because that would reverse the situation. Now, in April of last year, Peru put a 10-year moratorium on all GMO foods and plants. If TPP is signed by Peru, the moratorium would be over because under the terms of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, nobody is allowed to prevent the flow of GMO products from Monsanto into their countries. And this probably is one of the reasons why the negotiations have ground to a halt. Nobody wants GMO. It's been a disaster for pretty much all of the players. It's already resulted in the decline of U.S. corn exports to China by 85%. China's not even coming to the U.S. anymore. They're going to go to Brazil. Now, over in Europe, Scotland is opposed to GM crops. They've made it very, very clear. Now, Scotland had an agreement with the UK's Environment Secretary that Scotland's opposition to genetically modified crops would be presented to the EU ministers. And now Great Britain has reneged on the deal and say, oh, no, 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 our official position in the United Kingdom is we love GMO. Now, you remember that Sarah Leaney GMO study, the one where they kept the rats alive for the entire life cycle and not just for the 30 days that Monsanto used, and the rats came down with hideously huge tumors, reproductive problems, shortened lifespan. And the study was retracted by this science journal that published it, but only after they hired a new editor who'd been a former lobbyist for Monsanto. So now there's a coalition of 150 scientists who've come together basically saying that this retraction of this peer-reviewed and valid study basically is harming scientific integrity. Not that science has a lot of integrity right now following that whole human-caused global warming situation. But Monsanto has all their money and they think they can just buy the world that they want, which means nobody can talk about GMO anywhere. That scientific studies that show GMO is harmful can be retracted. All they need to do is just put their own people into all the science magazines, and they're destroying people's trust in the scientific process. And it is a reminder that one of the reasons the founding fathers wanted limits on the accumulation of power was that power will inevitably, if it gets large enough, try and distort the world around it to its own purposes. And we're seeing that with Monsanto. We're seeing that with Sheldon Adelson, who used his billions not only to support AIPAC's corruption of the U.S. Congress, but to try and direct the GOP race back in 2012. Of course, Sheldon is in trouble now. He's talking about leaving the country. I think they ought to arrest him now. Big sting in the corporate media over the owner of the L.A. Clippers, a guy by the name of Sterling, who was caught on an audio tape that somebody decided to leak, making some racist comments. And the full unedited tape basically says, well, you know, Israel practices discrimination all the time, so why is it so bad for us to do the same? You know, Israel's racism, nobody talks about that. Why is it a big deal about me? Well, the spin in the news is very obvious. When Sterling is being racist, he's accused of racism. But when he mentions Israel's racism, Israel's left alone, and once again, it is Sterling who is being racist. And I'm not defending Sterling's racist comments, but he is making a valid point. Israel is openly racist or religionist. It's more along religion lines than actual race, but it is discriminatory. It is, has been for a long time. Kerry's finally coming around to say, well, Israel might be turning into an apartheid state. They've been there all along. So Adelson may be heading on out of the country, because when you've got that much money, it doesn't matter what you do, you will go free. By the way, a little flashback. Adelson was the GOP supporter who was out there supporting the idea of an unprovoked first nuclear strike on Iran. Just go ahead and nuke them. Get it over with. That's the kind of guy he is. All righty, let's see. There are now a whole new flood of government agencies who are monitoring the internet for what they're calling a pre-crime system. If you've seen the Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, and apparently they weren't able to find a bunch of psychics floating in a pool, so now they have all this newly developed software, probably from the same vendor that gave us Obamacare, trolling the website, looking for posts and tweets and messages that might indicate a crime is about to happen. And saying, look, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to be afraid of. Forgetting all the thousands, indeed millions, of false positives these systems have generated before. And it's another government boondoggle, because anybody who's really considering a crime or an act of terror, they're not going to be on the internet, because they know it's being watched. They're going to leave their cell phone at home when they go off to do whatever it is that they're going to do. Or they're going to get one of these privacy cases. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they're starting to declassify documents from the Clinton administration for the Bill Clinton Presidential Library. And there is a memo that surfaced that said the Clinton White House was absolutely in a panic over the then-emerging free Internet. And basically, the fact that us bloggers could bypass the establishment media to get information out to the public. I may have had something to do with that whole Vince Foster case. But it betrays this idea that the government all along has been controlling what you see, what you read, what you hear through the controlled corporate media. The media likes to pretend it's free and independent. That's the way it was set up. That's the way, the reason that for the First Amendment was to allow the press to report on government wrongdoing without retaliation. And the Clinton White House was absolutely appalled that the American people were getting news and information that wasn't filtered through the controlled corporate media. And they don't know what to do about it. And they still don't understand the degree to which the fundamental flow of information in society has now changed. And they don't know how to deal with it. That's why they keep coming out with these stupid lies again and again and again. We're into our third claim that Assad is gassing his own people. And the first two were revealed as complete lies and frauds. So will this one be. But they can't think of anything else to do. So if at first you don't succeed, lie again. By the way, remember the smartphone kill switch that they were talking about? We can stop the theft of cell phones by being able to remotely disable it. And of course, everybody said, no, this is the government that wants to shut down all smartphones when the Oakland police goes after the Occupy people again. Well, fortunately for those of you in California, the smartphone kill switch bill was dead on arrival at the California Senate. Not going to happen over there. There's the music. Claire and I need to get on out of here and run some errands. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go over to the Republic Broadcasting website. Hit that donate button. We don't get lots of money from large corporations or non-governmental organizations to do what we do. We rely on you, the listeners, to help us keep getting the truth out there to try and stop this world war before it gets worse. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.